How do you approach the patient who, in spite of having neoadjuvant chemotherapy, still has a lot of residual disease at surgery, particularly if they're ER negative, where you're not going to have the hormones to follow up?
That is a big challenge. In fact, I think it's one of the biggest unanswered questions by anything. You know, some we have little bits of answers, but we don't have any answer to that situation. If it's a patient has hormone receptor positive disease, you can sort of go heavily on the hormone therapy, keep your fingers crossed that they're going to have disease which is hormone sensitive. We have no data to suggest that additional chemotherapy is going to overcome resistance to our best agents. So the ER negative patients are in a very difficult situation. We've been doing a clinical trial with Dana-Farber, Indiana University, and University of North Carolina looking at bevacizumab in that trial population, where maybe you could overcome occult residual malignant disease. And now we're going to be combining bevacizumab with capecitabine. But I think that this is a really important study question. There's also interest in looking at those patients with bisphosphonates, with oral tyrosine kinase inhibitors that have anti-angiogenic properties. It's an open question. And so what we'd like to do is always have a clinical trial open for those patients.
So basically, you see that the tumor really hasn't responded that well to chemo, so you want to use something different than chemo.
Yes, because, you know, if you just give more chemo, my feeling about that, and, you know, it's demonstrated in trials, is that basically you're taking the one good quality of lifetime that that patient may have and robbing them of it. Because if you want to give them Xeloda or gemcitabine or some other drug after they've had surgery, there's no evidence that that's going to help them live longer, make them disease-free for longer.